Buttercup could feel the upset coming. We are always very honest with each other. Not everyone can say as much. May I please tell you something, Highness? You're very cold.
I'm not!
Very cold and very young, and if you live, I think you'll turn to hoarfrost.
Why do you pick at me? I have come to terms with my life, and that is my affair. I am not cold, I swear, but I have decided certain things. It is best for me to ignore emotion. I have not been happy dealing with it.
Her heart was a secret garden, and the walls were very high.
I loved once,
Buttercup said after a moment.
It worked out badly.
Another rich man? Yes, and he left you for a richer woman.
No. Poor. Poor, and it killed him.
Were you sorry? Did you feel pain? Admit that you felt nothing.
Do not mock my grief. I died that day.
The armada began to file signal cannons. The explosions echoed through the mountains. The man in black stared as the ships began to change formation. And while he was watching the ships, Buttercup shoved him with all her strength remaining. For a moment, the man in black teetered at the ravine edge. His arms spun like windmills fighting for balance. They swung and gripped the air, and then he began his slide. Down went the man in black. Stumbling and torn and reaching out to stop his descent, but the ravine was too steep and nothing could be done. Down, down, rolling over rocks, spinning, out of all control. Buttercup stared at what she had done. Finally, he rested far below her, silent and without motion.
You can die too, for all I care, she said,
and then she turned away. Words followed her, whispered from far, weak and warm and familiar.
As you